It's milininu, that oisiyos are stam words, like they're words in the shtar that somebody owes you money. O mili b'milu le miknin. Therefore, mili b'milu doesn't help. It doesn't help to write another shtar. Another shtar is also just words. So words for words don't help for kinyan. So about it's a svara, what's the kinyan, or I want to give you over shtar, you have to make a mice and a sira. I have to give it over to you. Not enough to write another star, and this star I have to make a maisa mesira, give it over to you. For the Gemara v'loy, is it not that it's true? V'loy, is it not that way? V'omar Rabba by Yitzchak, Omar Rav, shnei shtaris, and the two different types of shtaris. Zochu b'sada l'ploini, the kosovar es shtar, chayze b'shtar v'in chayze b'sada. Illustrated. So says the loch here. That Vomar Rabba Bar Yitzchak, Vomar Rav, Shnei Shtorosim, there are two different types of Shtoros, two different halachas about Shtoros. Shnei Shtorosim. Zocha Basod, let's say Zocha Basod, Ruvain tells Shimon, I want you to be Zocha in this field for my friend. I tell you, make a kinyan in this field for my friend. Leploini. So he makes the kinyan for his friend. And then, because Veloyas Ashtar, then he makes another Shliach, tells another Shliach, you know what, I want you also to write up a Shtar to my friend, and I'm giving this Shtar. Like, you're better off having a shtar that you own the field rather than standing giving it to him. The locker is chayze b'shtar v'yana chayze b'sada. If you want to retract later and tell the shliach, don't write the shtar, you have a right to stop him. Kozman, he didn't give over the shtar yet, you could stop him. But you can't be chayze on the sada to say you don't want to give it, because since you told somebody to make a kinyan right now for your friend, zochen liyodim, he was zeicher ready. What about you say, al menashe tichtavu es shtar? I only want to give you the field, al menashe, I'll have a shtar written up. So then the loch is chayze bein mishtar bein mesoda. If you didn't have the shtar written up yet, you want to retract, you have a right to retract. Because he said clearly, I'm only giving you the field when I write up a shtar. There are three different halachas about shtaris. Shrei hod yamorin, true, two halachas the way you just said it. Idach, what's the third case? Im kodam moicher, because there's a shtar, let's say the moicher himself goes and writes up a shtar. Like we learned. The moicher has the right to have a shtar written up, even though the lekech, the one he wants to sell to, is not around, still he could write up that shtar. So if the moicher wrote up a shtar of sale, he wants to sell his house, even without the lekech around, then the locher is, when the lekech goes down to make a kinyan in the karka, like the lekech doesn't know there's a shtar. As soon as the lekech makes a kinyan in the karka, automatically the lekech is zeicher in that shtar that the moicher wrote already. Bechol makim shu. The zuri sheshinim. This is what we learned. Nechosim shein lemachrayis. Nikdim nechosim shesh lemachrayis. That a shtar is like metaltlin. You could be carrying a shtar with karka. Karka is something that yesh lemachrayis. The kesef of a shtar v'chazaka. That as long as you make a kinyan in the karka, you also kind of the shtar. So here you see here, you could have a kinyan shtar.
Even though it's just like, it's like mili b'yama. Like he didn't make a kinyan. His habimina is that as when lokech is kind of the karka, it's like considered automatically that the meicher is saying, I want you to have the shtar. So just like b'mili b'alma. So Madach over here, it just says, you should have the shtar. You have a kinyan in the shtar. So for sure before, when he wrote up a new shtar, like to give you the old shtar, for sure one shtar should help for another shtar. So Gemara answers, no, here it's not the pshat stamili. I'll tell you, agav shani. Here it's a new type of a kinyan, agav. That lamaisa, when you kind of the karka, that's halacha, that any metaltlim that's inside the karka, or else we paskin, you do not need siburin, even though it's not inside the karka, you have a kinyan. So that's called agav shani. So therefore, here it's a good kinyan of the shtar. Therefore, the lokech is kind of the shtar with a kinyan of agav. Before, when you want to sell a shtar chayv, just to write up a new shtar chayv, that be called mili ninu, and mili is not nikna b'mili. Gemara brings the proof that agav is better. There's a klal of money. The loy nikna b'chalipin. You can't be kind of money with a kinyan chalipin. We have the Gemara bar mitzvaya. Ain kesef nikna b'chalipin. And still, the agav are your nickname. But if I want to be makna, give you over money with a kinyan agav, that it helps. If I'm like makna karka to you, so agav, I give you over karka, I could also be makna money that I owe should belong to you. And what's the case? Ki ho de Rav Papa, like the case of Rav Papa. Heavy lay trace alfe zuzi be chuzoi. He had $12,000 in the city of Chuzoi that the people there owed him. They owed him money. So $12,000 of his was there. And he wanted to have somebody to go and collect it. So what he did was, Akninu Nahalele Rav Shmuel Baracha. Rav Shmuel Baracha, he was going down to Mechuza, to Bechuzoi. So Rav Papa wanted that Rav Shmuel Baracha should be able to collect the money. But he'll only be able to collect the money. The people there will only pay him if the pshat is that Rav Shmuel Baracha is the owner of the money. They don't want to give the money to him, and Rav Shmuel will stand be a shliach to give it over to Rav Papa. And then if a nainef happens on the way, they'll still be chayiv. So they only wanted to give the money to somebody that really owns the money. Therefore, Rav Papa had to be makna this money to Rav Shmuel Baracha. So how did he do it? Agav asayfa de beisa. It's like Rav Papa was the makna some karka to Rav Shmuel Baracha. And Agav, he gave him the karka, he was also makna him the money. So it was a kinyan that now Rav Shmuel like owed that money, owned it. Therefore, the people now, when they paid up to Rav Shmuel, they were like paying up to the owner. So what happened was, ki osa nofek liyape. When Rav Shmuel came back with the money, Rav Papa was so happy that Rav Papa went out to meet him. At Tovach, he went to the city Tovach, that's how far he went out to meet Rav Shmuel. So I call upon him, you see, that Kesav, even though it's not nicknamed b'chalipin, but it is nicknamed with a kinyan agav. A kinyan agav is a chosh of a kinyan. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Avoloi mocha loyesu avodim, v'loyesu matzufim, v'loyesu antiki." If I sell you a ship, I just say a svina stam. You do not mean to include the crew. Do not mean to include the storing bags, and not the antiki. Someone says, "My antiki. What is this antiki?" Amar apopo isko de begave. It means the merchandise that's inside these bags. Therefore, comes out that the matzufim, that's like the sacks, and the antiki, that's the merchandise that you keep in store inside the sacks. So these two things are not included in the sale of karka, of the svina stam. We'll stop here. You're holding daf. Rain Zayin Omid Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mochares HaKroin. If somebody sells a wagon, Stam is Loi Mochares HaPredis. He does not mean to sell the Predis, the mules that drive the wagon. Mochares HaPredis, let's say he says, I'll sell you the Predis, I'll sell you the mules, is also Loi Mochares HaKroin. He does not mean to include the wagon. Mochares HaTzemet, let's say somebody sells the yoke. So Loi Mochares HaBokur, he does not mean to include with that the axes. What about Mochares HaBokur, he sells you the axe? Is Loi Mochares HaTzemet, he does not mean to include the yoke. The yoke that goes on the axes is not included in Stam the sale. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaDomim Omoidiyim. Look, let's see how much money he charged you. According to the money, we could see what's included in the sale. What does that mean, Ketzat? Oh, Maloi Mocha Li Tzimducha. If Reuven says to Shimon, sell me your yoke, to Masayim Zuz, for $200. So Hadov you do, everybody knows, Shein Had Semed to Masayim Zuz, that the yoke itself is not worth $200. So for sure he meant to include the yaxes also. Therefore, the sale applies to the yax also. However, the Chachomim Omer Nechom say no, Ein Hadomim Raya. You can't bring a proof from the money, even though he charged you more than the actual value of the Tzemed. So we'll see in the Gemara, either true it's a Mekach Toys, or else we say no, he meant to give you to Baterasama, he meant to, you're giving him a Matono, the extra money. But then Echnami, if you say the Tzemed, you do not get more than the Tzemed. Now the Gemara says, Toni Rav Tachlifa Ba'amar Rova Kaimid Rav Avua. Rav Tachlifa learned like an Avraisa. In front of Rav Avua, that mocheres hakroin, if somebody sells you a wagon, stam, so mocheres hapredos. With the wagon is also included the mules. So where's the question? V'anan loy mochetanan. We learned in our Mishnah just the opposite. Our Mishnah says, loy mocha, you do not sell the predos. So malay ismayu. She says, if so, let me take it away. I'll take away this brisa rather than the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah is right, and this brisa was wrong. So he said back, no. Oh, malay loy. He said, no, you don't have to take away your brisa. Tetarga mas nischo. But rather be metarga means explain your brisa ba'adukim boy. Your brisa is talking about where you're holding on, where the mules are attached to the crane, to the wagon. Then if I sell you such a wagon that has the predos attached to it, then I say that it's included in one sale. But our Mishnah is talking about where they're not attached, where the predos are not attached to the crane. Then we say if you sell the crane, you do not mean to include the predos. Now, mocheres atzemet lo mocheres abokor. So Mora says, hechi dami. What's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the korilit tzimda ulaboka bokor, that people call the yoke, and they call the oxes, if so pshita, tzimda zovidle, boka loy zovidle. If I say I want to buy a tzimda, and you say you're selling me a tzimda, so pshita, that the boker is not included. People do not call it that way. So pshita, it's not included. The Ella, what do you want to tell me the case is? To correlate nami, leboka tzimda, that people call the boker tzimda, is so, kule zovenle, so it should be, the whole thing should be called in the sale. When I say a boker, I mean both, I mean the tzimda also. So the whole thing should be included. So why does the Mishnah say no? Like, what's the Chiddush? What are we talking about? So Mora says like this. Loi tzuricha, you know what we need. You know what the Mishnah is talking about. Biyasra in a place. Dikori le tzimda. Tzimda ulaboka boker. Most people call the tzimda, call the yoke a yoke. And most people call the ox an ox. But the economy, there are some people in this city, the korila boka tzimda, that call the boker, they call the boker the tzimda. So when you say tzimda, they also mean to include the boker also. There are some people like that. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda sub, Rabbi Yehuda holds, hadomim moidiyim. In such a case, since there are some people, when they say boker, they mean both. When they say tzimda, they mean both. Therefore, we have to look upon the price, how much he charged you. Like we said, if he said, give me a tzimda, and he charges you $200, that shows us for sure what he meant to sell is both, the tzimda and the boker together. That's Rabbi Yehuda Svara. The Gemara says, though, the Rabbanon Tzavri, the Rabbanon hold, though, ain't hadomim raya. No, the money is not a proof. Why? Because still, since the majority of people call it tzemed a tzemed, so they say that when you said you're selling a tzemed, all you meant to say is just a tzemed. You only meant to sell the yoke, and you did not mean to sell the animal with it. And like the Rashbam says,